often surly as you rip it up, I'll take your bet. No wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is the Real Side B on the Pete Jones Radio Show, Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
Now, we have in the studio two very, very busy people. They're so busy, they are posting and promoting all sorts of things on their phones as we speak. They're in the live lounge. They've had a sound check. They were partly responsible for that ridiculous gap in the show earlier. May I please welcome to the mics Kieran and Claire. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good evening.
Are you okay out there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, can you hear me? Because I can see you through the glass. Are you? Is it all good in there?
Sounding good, man.
Well, you're looking very fine from where I'm standing. Claire, for it is ye, you have a December birthday.
Yes, I do.
Well, what goes on in your house in December birthdays?
Well, it depends. Lots of drinking.
Lots of drinking, yeah.
The tree goes up after.
There you go.
After the birthday.
You see, I love that. Even though your birthday is the 18th of December, tree goes up on the 19th at about 6 a.m. Yeah. Have you got the same baubles every year? I do apologise for the questions. I didn't write any of these questions, by the way.
Yes.
You have the same baubles every year.
Yes, and a new one each year.
Oh, I love the new one each year. Yeah. Anna from Hove says, I love her. You see, and now she's agreeing with you. Yes, tree goes up. Yeah, but you know. December birthdays and all that. So that is groovy. Kieran, what's tickling your tinsel this year?
Well, I was actually thinking of the stars you put on the boat. Because we live on a boat now down the marina.
Hang on, you live on a boat now down the marina?
Yeah, we got stars.
I thought you were my neighbours.
No, we used
when
to be.
When did that change? Oh, you don't tell me anything. How dare you? I wonder why I haven't seen you of late. So you've got a boat at the marina?
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
We miss the dials, we do. It's nice.
Do you really? You don't really, do you?
No. Don't miss our neighbour. Only you.
Oh. Right. Yes, no, yes, careful. I mean, you could be on air. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and your neighbour could accidentally be listening.
It's okay.
No, that's good. I'm glad you're cool with it. So what are your new marine neighbours like, da-di-da?
Lovely.
Do you sit and drink gin and tonics in the sun?
Yeah, we miss the toad and row our little boat around the water when the weather's
that
nice.
That is sweet. Does the house actually move?
Yeah, say it's a proper yacht.
Does it?
Proper yacht.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can speak now. You're looking absolutely terrified. You're thinking, what's he going to say next?
You can come on the yacht, Pete, when the weather's nice.
What do you mean I'll come anytime?
We'll have a drink and some food.
Yeah, I don't need... I'm not fair weather. I'll come anytime. Claire needs a gin and tonic by the looks of it. She looks absolutely terrified. What's going on musically? Because we have been playing your stuff and you keep remixing gorgeous things. What's going on?
Our mix and artist has been very busy recently with family stuff and I won't go into that, but he's...
Who do you use?
Simon Barris.
Yeah, okay.
And so we've got some stuff going on with him in the work still, in the remixes. What are we doing? Lots of live stuff, really, isn't there?
Oh, that's good. When can we see you next?
Rossi Bar, 20th of December.
Rossi Bar, 20th of December, 2 days after Claire's birthday. Wise move. Well done.
Four acts.
Good booking. Four acts.
Yeah.
And you're... So do you know the other three off the top?
I don't, but I know the promotion company is Hijinks Promotions.
Okay.
You like that?
Give me those details another time and I will tag all of you.
Lovely.
Because that would be good. A little gig gig to promote. Would you like to play live for us? Because I know you're very ready.
Oh, yeah. You might recognise this one, guys.
Oh, really? What is it? OK, should I just let you play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Folks, we've got Kieran Dacey and Claire.
Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, and I will be there. Sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. Soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. And get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you. Though you can't hear me, I'll get through and feel you near me. Driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same, just the same.
So now I'm driving to Reverb for Christmas. Radio 2, not Radio 2, it's 97.2. So I'm driving home for Radio Reverb, yeah. The Pete Jones Show.
Well, if you're amusing yourselves, I think that's the important thing. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know that. Right. You knew that.
Why did I say Radio 2?
You know, you're just crazy. Because you're playing Chris Rea, that's why.
I think I was thinking of you, Claire.
You gave me the giggles, yeah, and I couldn't join
it,
in.
It went royally pear-shaped. But we loved it.
That was
it.
So funny.
God. I'm going to be honest with you. You've broken our Christmas curfew by about 4 weeks.
he forced me to do it.
We are strictly, very normally, very strict about Christmas. And it don't start until the fat lady has had Christmas Eve, and that's normally the fact. But that was gorgeous. Thank you very much. Why that song, sir? Why that song?
It was Claire's idea.
Was it?
You forced me to do a Christmas song.
Yes.
I wanted to do a Christmas one. You chose Chris Rea.
Because the least cheesy one.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's, you know, it's a Christmassy...
My jingle didn't work.
It's a Chrissy Rea song. Well, we'll have to do something with it.
Yeah, go on, Pete. Cut it up into little pieces.
We'll cut it up into little pieces and leave it on the editing suite floor.
Leave it on the Christmas tree.
Oh, I love you guys. So what is going on? I mean, because I'm not aware of a Kieran Dacey album. Is there such a thing?
We're getting there.
Is that something you'd love to do?
It's called Time for a Change. There's a name. There's songs there. There's about three songs to go.
Yeah.
And a remix to do, but
okay. Oh, this is more of a thing than I thought.
I'm going to release, I think, some singles first, and try and keep the online presence up because this whole playlist game thing is quite hard work online.
Well, talk me through your process. What is it you spend most of your promoting brain doing? Where do you go? How do you do it?
I don't know. I just try and sort of balance it by releasing a song and then some gigs.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it with me really.
You've got hard copies that you tend to send, don't you?
I've got an Antique Lay News EP that I made ages ago.
Yeah,
but there is a new version of that now online. So I'm going to try and make another EP, maybe with a few new songs to give out to people.
It is tough. It's a crazy, and this is why people have other people to do it. You know, because now you know it's just you guys work full time.
Yeah.
Then you do this. Then you try and promote. Then you try and get a gig. And then you want to do an album, then you've got to find some money to get, you know, into the studio. Yeah. And it's just mad, isn't it?
We have got one big news, actually.
We're going to do a
single at the Brighton Electric in January.
Oh, OK.
And it's a pretty cool studio there, isn't it? So getting
definitely.
Getting the old, it was a wedding gift, wasn't it, off your sister?
Sure was.
She booked the studio for a wedding gift. So but that's the song we're doing next as well, No Chains.
Oh, hey, listen, I've just had a message in. This is bizarre. So people obviously can see Facebook all around the world. Obviously, it's a world thing. But I've just had this message saying we've got some stateside listeners in the US who say they can't access the Pete Jones Show via the Radio Riva website. It says it's not available in the US region. I wonder if that's one of those tariff things that Trump brought in. He said, that's it, no more streaming reverb. I bet he did. I bet that was like a bargaining chip with Kia. I bet it was. So we'll that's a shame. So apologies. Apologies to people trying to listen in the States. It says here, shout out to Claire's niece.
Hey!
Listening from Northampton. With Brain.
Brian.
Well, it says Brain. Brain and Marley. I think Brain sounds
Brian
better.
Brian and Marley.
Are they children? Are they dogs?
Marley is a very, very cute French bulldog.
There you go. I was right on one. And what about Brain?
Brian is a very, very, very close family friend.
There you go. Yeah. Love you guys. You should, it says. You should amazing. Could be sound. I mean, listen, I don't know. This is no name on this, but it could be Kaz, of course.
It's Kaz.
But, you know, possibly check your spelling. Because this is going live on air. We can't second guess what you're trying to say here. You know, Brain and all sorts of things. Thank
calls
you.
Him Brain. She probably calls him Brain.
I would. I would. Brian, you sound awesome.
Brian's Brain.
You guys can message in as everyone is. 07909 547336. Would you play another track, please, mate?
The next one's called Lonely People's Aggression. It's on Spotify and Bandcamp.
Yes.
And it goes like this.
Okay, take it away.
I know I said yeah. Going through this town without a sound, where can you go? No line, you draw your curtains, act fake fine, cause all you wanna do is find a new place, settle in, a routine, a win, a mindset in the bin, cause all you wanna do is laugh. All you wanna do is show some love. People think you're crazy, going crazy. Show some love. The people above feel sick and sick for this world in which you show. Like a world in which you know. This is not. This is not what you really wanted to show. Stage two within a phase, worry sick, no praise. Like a performer, you run away, cause all you wanna do is laugh. Now you laugh with this lonely people's aggression. Now you show with this lonely people's aggression. Aggression. Now you show some love. People think you're crazy, going crazy. Show some love. The people above feel sick and sick for this world in which you show. Like a world in which you know. This is not. This is not what you really wanted to show. What you really wanted to show.
Whoa, man. Well, talk me through that, my friend. Is that a newie?
That is an old one, but I wanted to do on your show because we always do it live.
Oh, yes, 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 yeah, I get you. Because you talked about, yeah, we played Lonely People's Aggression. Is that just a nod and a wink to where we are?
Well, it fits in with the first song because I feel like we used to work in a pub called the Round George's, another great Brighton little point there, poker, and it's about serving people beer who are quite lonely, and it's Christmas coming up, so we get lonely people, don't we?
You get lonely people in January as well.
All year round, but yeah, I just feel like it's fitting for the Christmas theme of our songs.
What, lonely?
Yeah. Lonely this Christmas. Listen,
no more covers. You've done one. Seriously, we let you off. Look at the guys behind the glass. They are loving that. A little bit of mud is not quite on the menu, I'm afraid. You mentioned something in January. Mud is Lonely This Christmas.
Oh.
You know, you can't sing a song and not know who's hanging. You know, that is their big hit. What's going on in January, gig-wise? Because you mentioned something that you were doing.
Oh, a single at Brighton Electric, No Chains, which is the next song.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do a recording there, and then we'll stick that as an extra on Spotify or whatever.
Yeah.
Or on the album as a live extra.
So what's the event at the Rossi Bar on the 20th of December on Queen's Road? What's that all about? Well, is that a charity thing?
Yeah, we played for him at Dalton's Bar a while ago. Yeah. And he's really nice. He's in a band called Kotu, or a local band.
Who are really good.
They'd be good to get in and plugged. Yeah, and I just said, have you got any more gigs at the Rossi Bar? And he said, yes, I have. And then he sent me this charity event.
Okay.
But it's making money for charity, which is always good. He hasn't said the name of the charity, unfortunately, but...
And we haven't got the line-up just yet.
No, it's four acts, starts at half four.
Half four?
We're on first, because we got dinner at seven, so we're doing the first gig.
Right, so you're getting out of there. Right, I see what you're saying. You say, look, I'm sorry, we got a prior engagement.
We'll try and watch a bit more of the next band.
It's the birthday dinner, isn't it?
Of course it's the birthday dinner. Do you know where you've been taken on your birthday?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Go on.
Indian Summer?
No. He's not bad, is he? He's a keeper.
We love a curry.
I love Indian Summer.
I feel like that was a wedding present as well.
Yeah, they're all wedding gifts. You can't afford to be out of it. It's too expensive.
Right, you need to tell us. So when was this amazing wedding that you keep referring to?
September.
Yes.
The 13th?
Yay!
I got it right.
There was a question in that tone. There was a question in that tone. We barely got to 4 months and he doesn't know when the wedding was. I mean, good luck next year, that's what I say.
Oh, don't, because when he actually booked the venue, he booked it for the wrong day.
Really?
Don't say that on air.
Why not?
Jesus.
I'm not sure. To be honest, I'm gonna just bail you out here, Kieran. If Claire is giving you a hard time, it's only because you got me to do most of your planning. This is the point. And, you know, I mean, I'm good, but I might be, you know, ever so slightly, you know, muddled.
It's all right.
Muddled.
Everything's forgiven.
So tell me where the wedding was.
Brighton Town Hall.
He remembers that. That's good. And what happened afterwards?
The after party or reception was an Alphabet.
Alphabet. We were talking about that.
Yeah, it was good. We had our mate Dave from a band called In Me.
Who've
been going for a long time. They're very good.
Yeah.
Did a solo gig.
Did you get up and sing?
No.
Did you not?
Too drunk.
Well, that never normally stops you in the past. That's very strong of you, because most musicians who have a wedding, they get up on the mic.
My old bandmate in Cardiff was there, and he wanted to do a song.
Yes.
And I sort of said no, which was bad, because...
That is bad.
It was that time of the day.
It was his wedding present to you.
Everyone was full going on, everything was flowing, and...
Yeah.
It was all, like, ordered, and I don't know, I just felt like to go with the flow.
Nice.
I didn't say no abruptly, but looking back, maybe we could have squeezed in a song, but... It was all weirdly timed, wasn't it?
And what did In Me do? So did they...
He did a full-on set, then he had to go and play his second wedding of the day in Birmingham, I think it was.
What? Seriously?
He's very in demand.
Well, yeah.
He's got a wicked voice.
Yeah, well...
You should get him on the show, Dave and Gaz Marlowe.
It all sounds familiar. What?
Oh, yeah, Gaz is the guitarist. They always play together. Well, Dave does do solo stuff, and so does Gaz.
Yeah.
Gaz McPherson.
But they're in the Gaz...
Sorry,
Gaz
Dave McPherson.
Dave McPherson. You're loveless.
You confuse me now.
And Gaz Marlowe's the guitarist.
Hang on, you two are confused.
Get him me to do an acoustic set on here, man.
Just, get him on. I mean, you know, put them our way, my friend. Put them our way. Have you ever done a wedding?
No. Oh, no, I have, actually.
Oh, well.
I did one in Callahan's.
You're so definite. No.
The guy who came from...
I mean, I hope they're not listening, because it obviously meant a lot.
He probably is. He'll be in Carcassonne now listening on there.
Yeah.
We played an Irish wedding. It was a funny old deal.
Yeah.
And Callahan's in Cardiff. It was all funny
that
stuff going
messy.
On.
I don't even know what Callahan's is, but
it's a great Irish bar.
Is in Cardiff.
Oh, Callahan's? Callahan's. Yeah, just Callahan's.
You're just shoving in the oat and just...
Yeah.
Just finish it off. Did it finish you off?
No, it was a good one. It was good.
Were you also a guest? Or were you a booked thing? It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to remember.
Honestly,
I can't even remember. Do you know what, Pete? It was so long ago.
Well, you've forgotten that you did it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite venue in town to play? If there was no limit and someone said, right, you've got a gig.
Radio Reverb, of course.
Well, yeah. Thank you. We will let you out.
We loved it. They loved the last one. Check out the old one on Audio Boom.
Audio Boom.
Mixed and mastered.
Come on. Mixed and mastered.
But the sound at the Folklore Rooms is
the Folklore Rooms.
I love the Folklore Rooms.
Did a really good. We supported. What's her name? Rachel Sage on there.
Oh, brilliant!
Really good.
Isn't it gorgeous in there?
Yeah, and Guy, the sound engineer, is brilliant.
And the sound is good. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just a lovely place to be a punter. You just sit and chill.
I never see the owner, but he seems nice when I speak to him. Jacko Hooper. He's quite big in the event.
Oh, Jacko
world.
Hooper. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he goes way back. Yeah, we used to have him on and played his stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
What have you got lined up? Would you like to play another track?
This is a new one.
Okay. Well, are you sure?
It's called No Chains. There's a version mixer master, but I'm going to slide in Claire's vocals when Simon's free.
Well,
he's very busy, our mixing man.
You slide away, my friend. You slide away. Folks, you're listening to Kieran Dacey, and Claire's here. I know, crazy. No chains.
So the same sort of drift, like a traveller in the air, pass by streams of flowers through these levels of decay. The same sort of drift, year after year, through all the lovely new ways problematic taste occurs. But who, what do you say for these great changes? No chains, no chains. 'Cause in this event, you are honest.
You are honest.
And in this defense, you are modest.
You are modest.
These highs to low, fluorescent moods to show. And now, you are honest. You break the chains away. Rest up and lay. And now, you are honest. Yes, now
you are honest.
A less worried mind, no shame to the game. Winter scares winter, darkened by the night. Thinking of working, running around. Festive fun nestling this new life, this new life. In this new life, in this new life, in this new life. There are no chains, no chains. 'Cause in this event you are on it.
You are.
And in this defense, you are modest.
You are modest.
These highs to low, fluorescent moods to show. And now, you are honest. You break the chains away. Rest up and lay. And now, you are honest. And now, you are honest.
Thank you so much. You guys are just brilliant. It's lovely to see you, and thanks for coming in all the way from your ship. HMS Kieran. I love it. And good luck at the Rossi Bar, by the way, Queen's Road. Between now and then, let us have more info, and we will plug it next week and the week after, if that is okay. Is that all right? And any new material, you know what to do with it. Sling it over. Kieran, you are brilliant. Claire, thank you so much for coming in. Happy birthday for in a few days.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. Really, 35. Wow. That's amazing. Love you guys. You're the best.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Can I jump around? Can I jump around in these lines? Oh, I can jump around in these lanes. But I'm in trouble. Here to stay. I'm here to stay at Radio Reverb.